Welcome to Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns in Our Space Industry, where we interview today's movers and shakers, launching us into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, giving you a first look at the space industry's who's who. Our next guest is a Harvard graduate and Rhodes Scholar with a Master's of Philosophy from Oxford. The author or co-author of 14 books on topics ranging from AI to climate change to spiritual practice to space. And the trailblazer who coined the term overview effect. Hello, who in the space world are you?
I am Frank White, and I wrote the book The Overview Effect, Space Exploration and Human Evolution, as well as two other books on the overview effect. And so we actually have a trilogy about that topic. And I'm also president and board chair of the Human Space Program, Inc.
As someone who is cognizant of interplanetary travel from the age of 5, what sparked that intergalactic curiosity so young? Were your parents or family scientists as well?
Well, nobody in my family was a scientist or interested in space exploration in the way that I am, something that my first cousin, Ann Howard, told me. She said that starting at the age of 5, she and I were sitting in the parking lot of the grocery store while our mothers went shopping. And I turned to her and I said, "You know, Ann, we can't stay on this planet forever. We're going to have to go live elsewhere."
At 5 years old? Oh my.
When I was 10 years old, I have a very clear memory that my mother brought home a little book called Stars. It's an astronomy book for children, and it really blew my mind. I just suddenly was obsessed with astronomy. From there, I became interested in being a rocket scientist. From there, being an astronaut. And eventually, I found my own niche, and I found my way into the space field through writing and interviewing astronauts, which is what led to the book, The Overview Effect.
Have you experienced The Overview Effect to any degree? What was your initial reaction and feelings?
Well, the pure form of The Overview Effect requires, I believe, that you be in outer space. However, the epiphany that led to my writing the book happened on an airplane. And in the book, I called it a mild version of The Overview Effect. In addition to that, I have tried various virtual reality experiences where the creators were consciously attempting to replicate The Overview Effect. And I think they've come pretty close to what it's like to be out there as an astronaut is.
If given the opportunity, would you take a free ticket aboard a rocket to the Kármán line or hypersonic balloon above Earth? Or are the ISS and the moon the only true way to experience the overview effect and universal insight?
Yeah, I would. And one of the projects I'm working on right now, I call it the Overview Effect Comparison Project. What I'm hoping to do is go on all the major carriers and experience what it's like to go on, let's say, Space Perspective, which has a stratospheric balloon experience, and go on Blue Origin, go on Virgin Galactic. If I could get on a SpaceX Dragon, I would go. I've entered every competition I can. Let's just say my project comes to fruition, which I hope it will, and I get to go on one or all of them. My interviews will never be the same again. Part of what makes the interview work is I haven't had the experience. If I get to do it, it's going to be more like astronaut to astronaut.
And yet, isn't it time you switched teams and had your own Kensho enlightenment?
Yeah. No, I think it's time for me to have the experience and to let go of whatever definitions I've ever had, right? And let's just start from scratch and let go of our assumptions and see what people say about it, including what would I say about it.
Is the overview effect a systems theory?
I'm so glad you asked that question. Yes, it is. When I had that experience on the airplane, I called myself a systems theorist. I was really fascinated with systems thinking, and I still am. I think systems thinking is the only way to go. You know, if you read my book, you will see that it is a systems theory. It is about how systems evolve. It is about the human system, I believe one of the most important theoretical ideas in the book is the idea of humanity's capability to build what I call overview systems. And wherever humans go, we're going to create overview systems. There's also the idea in the book of three different kinds of states that systems can be in. And these states are equilibrium, change, and transformation. And the Earth and humanity are constantly cycling through. And the overview effect is a transformative phase of human evolution.
What is large-scale migration, and why do you support it?
Large numbers of people could move off the planet. It should be voluntary, not forced. Large numbers of people could move off of the planet into an O'Neill community. This goes back to being mentored by Gerard K. O'Neill. O'Neill was a physics professor at Princeton back in the 60s, and they came up with the idea we should mine the asteroids and build these freestanding human communities between the Earth and the Moon that would be very Earth-like. They would be biospheres, if you will. And O'Neill envisioned the Earth returning to kind of a pure ecological state and renewing itself. And just to close, I would say that my nonprofit, the Human Space Program, we are in partnership with two of the people that worked on Limits to Growth, who actually worked on that project many years ago. And we're creating a new computer model that simulates what would happen if we add the space dimension. What would be the impact on the Earth, for example, CO2 emissions, things like that, if significant numbers of people began to move off the planet?
Well, that's exciting. I look forward to seeing that.
I look forward to that as well. My vision is that people from Blue Origin and the Sierra Club will come together and work with us to build the model.
And how far away are you from getting a minimum viable product?
We can have a very powerful, usable model within a year if we had the funding.
All right, VC investors listening out there, you heard him. Being such a trailblazing and prolific author, how does your upcoming book differ from the previous ones?
Well, there are two books coming up. They are different. One is called Seeing is Believing, and I'm so happy it's happening because we now have four editions of The Overview Effect. None of them had any pictures. My co-author, Will Henry, and I have put together a number of great photographs in it, as well as commentary, as well as astronaut quotes. And the key thing is every picture was taken by an astronaut. And I believe it's going to give people a whole new level of understanding of The Overview Effect. And then my colleague, Anahita Nizami, and I have a book coming out called Made of Star Stuff. And this book is different because of how The Overview Effect and virtual reality could help clients improve mental health on planet Earth. I'm very excited about both of these books.
All right. Now it's time for our rapid fire fill in the blanks. Are you ready?
I am ready.
At work, I'm known for
my zen-like demeanor.
I'd like to be remembered for
transmitting the message of the overview effect that the astronauts have brought back to us, to the world.
Something that gives me joy outside of aerospace is
my family and my dog, Maisie Dobbs.
The music that gets me going and I want to hear on IROC Space Radio is
A Space Oddity by David Bowie or Chris Hadfield on the International Space Station, and it's really well done.
Thank you for carving out time to be on our docuseries, Mr. White.
It's been great talking to you, Ashley, and thank you so much.
This has been Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns in Our Space Industry, where we interview today's movers and shakers, launching us into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, and I've given you a first look at the space industry's who's who.